Illinois, and I'm with the guys from Major League Hacking. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Great, great. What's your name?
I'm Swift.
And you are?
I'm Shy.
All right. Now, these are your names, right? These aren't just adjectives.
Those are our names, not just adjectives.
All right, good. It's going to be around a couple adjectives. So Major League Hacking is, what do you say? Are you sponsoring this? Are you organizing it? You're facilitating? What's your role here?
So Major League Hacking is actually the official student hackathon league. We're the sanctioning and support authority behind all the student hackathons that go on in North America and Europe.
Okay. Now, I've been going to a lot of hackathons lately. I'm going to be at one next week, and I'm going to be at one in a couple weeks, but... how long have you guys been around? How long have you been doing this?
So we started in the fall of 2013, so we're on our fourth season right now.
Fourth season right now. Okay, and what's your goal? Why do you exist?
Why do we exist? Well, so we believe that, hackathons obviously have the power to change lives, and we want to take the...
But let's back up. Define hackathon.
So hackathon, in the standard terms that we use, is a weekend-long programming competition. Typically takes place overnight, between 24 and 36 hours. We usually define it as like a real-time science fair or an invention competition.
Oh, cool. All the ones I've been to have been on college campuses. Is that necessarily true?
So the ones that we work with are all student-focused events. Okay. There are definitely hackathons that are for non-students, but the ones that Major League Hacking sanctions are student events.
Okay, and you're trying to help these out because why? What's your ritual?
So basically, like, we think that these events are amazing and they have the power to change all these students' lives, and we want to take that and give every student on the planet access to the same amazing stuff.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, so right now we work with student event organizers and hackers to help further support the things that they do every day, right? So imagine you're a student, you come to your first hackathon, you're like, wow, this is amazing, I want to bring it to my school, how do I do it? Well, Major League Hacking is the organization that students will turn to get help actually putting on their first hackathon, making sure that they have the resources they need to be successful.
So is a lot of is that just advice? You've seen what other hackathons have done right, what they've done wrong, and tell them to do
some of it's advice, some of it's resources as well. So like a good example is right now we're sitting at the hardware lab. So one of the things that we believe is that all these students should have access to the latest and greatest hardware, okay, not just like what they can afford. Because I mean, you probably imagine what it's like to be a student where like you don't have a ton of money to go out buy an Oculus Rift or
absolutely,
like whatever.
Yeah.
So we bring a hardware lab to every single one of our events and let students just check that stuff out for free.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we do weekly and monthly phone calls with the event organizers leading up to the event to help make sure that they're successful. We have a ton of training curriculum for people to put on events. We'll do things like put on a mini event at each hackathon to provide hackers a fun activity. We also do like PR and promotion around all the events for the organizers as well, as well as pay for photographer and content.
Now, that all sounds like it costs money.
It does.
Where does that come from?
We're supported by corporate sponsors.
Okay. So you have a corporate sponsor for Major League Hacking, and I noticed that Hack Illinois, for example, they have their own sponsors. Like, I'm in Microsoft. We're sponsoring.
Yep. So individual hackathons are all responsible for raising their own local operating budget.
Okay.
We also have sponsors that support us at the national level. So now the difference is it's similar where sponsors are supporting events, but at the national level they're supporting all 150 events that go on during the year rather than just one event. So you're Microsoft is a sponsor of Hack Illinois, the single event, whereas Dell is a sponsor of the entire season of 150 events that go on in North America and Europe.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Yeah. And what does Major League Hacking get out of this?
Everybody who works at Major League Hacking, hackathons and student hacker culture basically changed their lives. And this is, in a lot of ways, us giving back to the community that gave us so much.
Okay. Are you guys a nonprofit?
We're not, no.
You're not a nonprofit? You're,
nope.
You're making money off it?
Regular old LLC.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Are you making money from the, tell me what is the revenue model. Is it the sponsorships that
are? Yeah, we're purely sponsorship funded.
Got it. Okay. All right. Let's say somebody's out there, and they're a student. They think, boy, my college could use a hackathon.
Yep.
What's step one?
Well, so the step one is you just reach out to us.
Okay.
We have a ton of training curriculum around that. We also spend a lot of time coaching people through organizing events. So
reach out to you how?
They can hit us up on email, hi@mlh.io, on Twitter, wherever. But, I mean, most of the time people reach out to us over email.
Okay.
There's also a form they can fill out on the website. If they go to the official season, they can click Become an Official Event at the bottom and fill out a form.
What's the URL?
It's mlh.io.
Okay.
Or majorleaguehacking.com. Either one will work.
Very cool. How many guys have... Shy, you're pretty shy, apparently. How many hackathons you've done so far?
So this year, in the last two months, I think this is number seven.
End of February.
For me.
Last
I think this
February.
Is number seven.
Seven,
event
that's
number
about
seven.
One a week or so. Maybe
something
one
like
every
that.
Week
I had a week off at one point. So I spent a lot of time wondering what I was supposed to do with myself during that week
that
off.
All right. Very cool. So, and how long have you guys been with the organization?
So Swift's actually our co-founder, so he's been there since day zero. I've been a part of Major League Hacking since the middle of the summer. So, and I was actually a student hacker myself last year. So I just graduated the University of Cincinnati.
Go Bearcats.
Yeah, go Bearcats.
I used to live in Covington for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah. So when I when I was in school, we didn't have a hackathon.
Sure.
2 years ago, the landscape was much more barren than it is now. Mm-hmm. This season, I think we have 70 events, but back then there were maybe like six. The first MLH season, six or eight.
Uh-huh.
And everyone went to these events, and it's like, hey, we want to do these at our own universities. There's so much positive energy around engineering and creation. Let's take it back home. And so when I was a student, you know, it was the resources were available. I could reach out to Swift. We had a couple phone calls. They threw an organizing conference called HackCon in January, February, which I went to, and, mm-hmm. and that's where I really got my start through MLH. And now that I've graduated, I work for them.
Oh,
and
are you still doing that? Are you guys still recruiting from the graduating hackers?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I get to give back in the exact same way that like I guess I took from the organization.
How many hackathons do you think you go to every year?
Oh my God, yeah, that's a good question. Last semester I did 12, and this semester I'm on track to do another 10 or 12.
Hopefully take Wednesday off.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, all right. Very cool. Is there anything we haven't talked about we should have that you want to tell the viewers about?
Not sure. Anything exciting you want to tell everybody about?
Where are you guys going next?
That is a great question. Next week, I am at Hack NY, in New York. Actually, Shai is the organizer of Hack NY. You want to tell us about Hack NY?
Sure. So Hack NY is a nonprofit. We're aiming to kind of generate the next generation of technologists in the New York City area.
So this isn't affiliated with a single college?
No. So this is kind of a combined. Our founders were a professor from Columbia and a professor from NYU.
Okay.
They founded, actually, and you can actually trace the entire collegiate hackathon movement back to Hack NY. That's where everyone kind of got their start.
When was that?
That was in 2010, April of 2010.
I had never heard about it when I was in college back in 1990.
Yeah, and even before that, you can trace it back to Yahoo. The guy who is credited with the hackathon is actually now the new executive director for Hack NY. So there's a lot of like great knowledge sharing going on between the hackathon community across academia and non-academia.
Outstanding. So. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm really enjoying it here.
Yep. Good. Glad to hear it. If you are a student technologist and you're looking to make friends, the best place to do that is at a hackathon. So you should check out one of the amazing hackathons that goes on during the season. We hope to see you there.